But right now, this is a we have a lot of traditions on our show, Justin. A lot of holiday traditions, and one of those is you're very festive, you're very in the Christmas spirit, you're very giving, and you actually go out and you buy gifts with your hard-earned money, with the $33 that we make for every show. You go out and you spend that on the people that you care about, that you work with.
So I'm a giving guy.
Yeah, I'm ready to hear what you have for your best friends.
Yeah, some of these I bought. Some of them I had to wait in long lines for. Some of these were DIY. And some of these were gifted to me by P1, so it's just a smorgasbord. But yeah, okay. I got my little Santa sack here.
Okay. Yeah, I did a little Christmas shopping, but because of the pandemic, I wasn't able, and you know, the pandemic, because of not having a lot of money, I didn't buy as many, but I have a few. I have a few Christmas presents.
Okay. Let's see here. The first one I have here is for, it says Bob, all right?
Okay. Bob Sturm of the Hardline.
For Bob Sturm, yes. For Bob, I got him a step stool to get off his high horse.
Oh.
All okay. right. I think he'll appreciate that. Okay. And I think it's important
really high stool
to remind everyone that these are jokes, so let's all just have fun here.
They're all just jokes, so let's have fun.
Because last time I did this, a couple people got upset.
Who's the most,
fun.
Who's been the most offended of your Christmas gifts?
One person in particular, and they are back on this list, but I won't point out who that is.
Okay.
Let's go to... You know what? Let's go to Bob's former partner, Dan McDowell. This one is for Dan. It is a shotgun so he can finally put Homer Call down.
Oh,
that'll be nice.
Damn.
Okay.
That thing's on its last legs. That's for you, Dan. You go,
that's
sir.
That's a nice. He might shoot his eye out. You got to be careful with that. It's a Red
yeah.
Rider.
I think Red.
I just gave him one
gift.
Shell. It's only for Homer Call. All of the
be
future
careful.
Bad
sure
radio
the,
interns.
Sure the safety's on.
So it's like Jack all Sparrow the future... on the island, just one shot.
Yep, that's all it needs. Just one shot. Just fine. I mean, it's about to die anyway. One shell should take care of it.
Are you saying it's not very good?
I'm just saying. I'm just. If he doesn't want to kill, he doesn't have to. I'm just giving him the opportunity.
I'm just kidding. I'm the one who runs it with him.
Let's see here. Okay, I have one that's for... Hey, he's on our show. This is for you, Jacob. And I have another one. I bought two of these. One for Sam Hale also. This is a mic off button. Interesting.
Aww. See, I actually gave them an on button. So they kind of cancel out.
Cancel?
Yeah,
so,
I guess they cancel out. So he can play with both of those buttons. And have a Merry Christmas Day with two toys.
All right. Let's go to Craig Rosengarten, the host of the T-Box here on the ticket Saturday mornings.
Buddies.
Yeah. I got Craig Rosengarten a single ounce of broadcast ability.
Oh. That's pretty expensive. That's
yeah.
an expensive gift. It's really hard to find these days.
I mean, that's like a PS5. Like, I can barely even find one for myself, but I got one. And I said, who would benefit most from this on our station? And I said, you know what? It's got to be Craig. And so that's for you, Craig. That's for my buddy. Let's get one now for... I'm going to go to the bottom of the sack here.
Oh.
As we continue bad acting. And this is for... Oh, this is a fellow dry docker. This one's for Peter Welpton.
Hey, I've got one for him, too.
Oh, do you? Let's start with yours. What do you have for Peter?
I actually have... Let me go into my big bag of nothing. And, ooh. This is, I have Peter a restraining order from Christina Ray.
Oh, okay. So you're kind of just serving it to
her.
Him.
Yes,
gonna
I'm
like
just
that.
Giving it to him from Christina.
Okay. Well, I think ours I think mine's kind of in the same vein, so I'm not sure how they'll... play off one another, but this one was not so much a gift, but a task that I performed for Peter. I convinced every woman in the world to come to me instead of HR for when he inevitably creeps them out. So,
okay.
Kind of the same thing, because I don't know a woman that's met Peter up here that wasn't creeped out within 5 seconds. So, Christina's definitely at the top of that list. I'm glad you got that for her. That's more of a gift for her.
Yes. It keeps Peter. On giving.
Interesting.
All These right, are all jokes.
What do you mean? They are jokes. Yeah. I agree. We have one here for... Let's see. Okay, this is another one that I got. I got three of them, and they're all the same. This is for Sean Bass, Eli Jordan, and Ryan Medain. You know where this is going?
Uh-huh.
I can only guess. I can only guess.
Okay, so this is like future technology right here. Like, I didn't even know this thing existed. It might be a prototype. But I got my hands on a grill that ties to your social media account. And if at any point you post a picture of meat, the next time you put meat in there, it burns it to hell.
Can you put spam in it?
You can. You can put whatever you want in it. But if you put a picture of it on the internet, the grill will ruin it.
I think
so
our
it's up to them. You know, what's more important, the actual meat or just or telling the world that you have a grill that no one cares about?
It's they a are meat the kings pick of... sensor device.
Oh, there's Jake playing with his on button.
Yeah, I'm using both of them.
They are the kings of meat Twitter, but I think we have become the kings of spam Twitter.
That's true. I'll take
We're
that.
We're starting a revolution.
I'll take that. Let's see here. I have one for... Ooh, this one's for Killer, our boss, Jason Kellison. Yes. This one is, again, not necessarily a physical gift, but I hired someone to teach Killer how to read. Oh, I think that'll come in handy for him.
It's not the world's best boss mug from the office?
No, but at the age of 46, he probably should learn at some point. So I got him a great tutor to teach him how to read.
Some hooked on phonics?
Yeah, works just a little help. I got one here for... let's see, Mike Soroy. This is for Mike Soroy. I got him a Jake voodoo doll so that all the impure thoughts that he has in his head that he wants to do to Jake, he can just do to this little doll.
Oh, he just texted me and said he already has that.
Oh, damn it. I hate when I do that.
It's actually the Jake COVID doll. So he got the doll infected a couple months ago.
Oh my gosh, that was another thought that I had, maybe like to hide the COVID needle he injected Jake with, but I didn't do that one. Got one here for David Newberry. This is our Cowboys pregame host. I got him a better mic.
Okay, I actually got him auto-tuned to go with your new microphone.
Okay, so perfect.
He can be like T-Pain and sing on Cowboys Countdown to Kickoff. Be really fun.
I saw that on Amazon where it says, like, most people who buy this also buy this, but I didn't get him that. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, I knew you were probably going to go that way, and I didn't want to double up on the gift.
Yeah, I hear you. Let's see, I got one for... Oh, this one's for bad radio producer Blake.
Okay.
This one is... I got him a new safe, because the one that he has now with all the dirt he must have on cats got to be filled up. Mm-hmm. So I got him a second one. What?
Okay.
What? I mean, I'm just trying to play it out in my head.
It's a really heavy safe.
I mean, he must have had a lot of stuff on Cat, and so he must need a new safe already. So
Merry Christmas.
I went ahead and got him a new one.
And he already got the bad radio producer job, so he already has a really good gift.
Right. That's true. Yeah. What can you get a man who already has everything while we're doing dry dock? Let's see. The next one here is for, a new member of the station, Matt McLaren.
Okay.
I got him some scissors so he can cut ties with John Jock.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I also
would like that.
I have gifts for the both of them, for Matt and JJT.
Oh, okay.
I got them this. I got them a 2005 Hooters calendar. This is so they can remember a time when Twitter wasn't around.
And they're not just reading it during every show, just hating life. I gotcha. Okay. This next one here is for Corby. This is for our old pal Corby on the hard line. I got him the rest of the E-News story so he doesn't have to just read the headline. So whenever he reads his E-News, he'll be able to read the rest of it and not have to thumb through it as he's reading it. So
that's
I think
very
that'll
thoughtful.
Really benefit. Yeah, I think that'll help him out. Okay, the last ones I have are for you two guys. So do you have any other ones, Mino, before I get to those?
I got a present for Danny because I get to see him every day. I wanted to.
Oh, okay, yeah.
This is the most expensive one I bought. I had to spend a lot of money on this. I bought Danny a PS5.
Wow, that is thoughtful.
Yeah, since he never has a chance to talk on the hard line, we'll finally have something to do in the control room. So we'll both get to play with the PS5. That's my gift for Danny.
I like that.
And for George, I got George some reading glasses since he lost in picks with friends.
Ooh,
he'll have
a
new pair of glasses to read.
Yeah.
He gets to read his book all day.
Yeah.
So those are my gifts for everybody else.
Yeah, those will probably help him. Okay, so this one, Trey, I got for you.
Oh, no.
And this one is just, again, it's not necessarily something I can give you, but I set up yearly reminders on Kat and everyone in Tier 1's phones, pictures of you, so at least once a year they remember who you are.
That's very thoughtful of you.
That's a lot
so
more
much.
Generous than the last gift you gave Trey,
which I don't
agree with.
A discernible skill.
Yes.
Well, he seemed
Trey
he
made the best
it.
Song of 2020.
Right, he used
He's
it.
He's using it. Yes.
Yes.
And so I'm using this one so that Kat and the rest of Tier 1 doesn't forget that he does overnights
on
our station.
Right.
They know he's still alive and works here.
And Matt Birmingham isn't the only cool board op at the station.
And for Mino, this one's for you, bud. Mino, I got you a Monty Panda for whenever I have to sneak off to the bathroom.
Oh.
You just put this guy in my chair.
Oh my gosh, he's
so
cute.
And talk to him while I go blow up a bathroom.
He kind of looks like Baby Yoda.
And there are our ticket Christmas gifts for 2020.
Yay, those were all jokes.
They were fun times indeed.
Fun times
Love
were
everybody.
Had. Thank
all
you,
right.
Justin.
Yeah.